Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Cole. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Cole. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quell moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Quell scores. Owen moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to third. Walker moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton bunts towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. QL takes first base on ball 4. Stratton moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stratton scores. QL moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stratton, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to second. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball towards right. Bell catches it and throws to first to double up Rosenthal. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Bell reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Stratton reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. QL reaches second base with a double. Stratton scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosenthal for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Mills moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mills scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stratton, and towards Meyer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-2 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sullivan. QL moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Walker bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. QL moves to third. Owen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Owen scores. Walker moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Almada who is chasing the ball. Rosenthal reaches third base with a triple. Radcliffe scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.